Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, President Trump's meeting today with the president of Nigeria is a reminder that the two countries are allies in the fight against the militant Islamic group Boko Haram. U.S. Green Berets have been in Nigeria this year training Nigerian troops. The U.S. also has troops in Niger, which many Americans didn't even know until four soldiers were killed there last October. Now, the Pentagon report on that ISIS ambush acknowledges a series of missteps contributed to the deaths. Will Wright, brother of Staff Sergeant Dustin Wright, one of those killed, spoke to All Things Considered.
The main thing is what we do next. And if it's looking for heads to roll and punishing people, we're going to lose sight of the true issues that we have as a nation. And that's standing behind our troops and being more engaged ourselves.
In other words, knowing what they're doing. Seth Jones is director of the Transnational Threats Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Seth, your reaction to what we know about this report, that mistakes were made.
Well, two things. One is I've been in the region recently this year, and you know there are threats to U.S. and other forces in the region. Second, I think one of the concerns I've had in looking at the after-action reports is that U.S. soldiers were meeting with individuals who provided information to some of the organizations that targeted U.S. forces. So we were talking to people that were providing information on our movements. That leaves a range of questions open about how well we knew who we were talking to. I mean, this is stuff that most U.S. special operations forces should be first nature where and the environment they're operating in.
Well, and what does it say to you? Is it a lack of intelligence or groundwork, you know, planning, pre-planning? What's the solution?
When you're operating in a dangerous environment like the Sahel, I think it makes it really important to have the intelligence prepared well beforehand about who you're meeting with, to keep an eye while you're there on who they're talking to, both through signals intelligence means, if they're picking up a cell phone. I just think it means any U.S. operations in this area have to be done very, very carefully, because we know that people are willing to provide that information to terrorist groups that are interested in killing U.S. soldiers.
Well, and it's an area in which the U.S. military, incredibly equipped in many places, isn't as equipped here. We understand there's no real air base to launch a rescue, and the Americans didn't request backup from French air support for an hour after the initial contact with the enemy in this ambush in Niger. And it took another hour for the jets to get there. So communications is tough.
Yeah, the problem in Africa, including in this area of the Sahel, is that it's not Afghanistan, it's not Syria or Iraq, or even Libya for that matter, where any U.S. special operations forces on the ground are going to have pretty quick reaction forces, including medevac that can respond to troops in contact, which is what this was. There's less and less help, including air support for U.S. forces operating in the ground. So they really are in areas where there's much less background. And it actually, it's sort of bigger picture here. It's an economy of force mission, which means it's, you know, U.S. government has given fewer resources to these areas and prioritized others.
Well, it seems as if it's a sort of a domino effect. If you have an incident, a horrible incident like this, where there was no way to rescue these four troops, the U.S. is now building a drone base, at least, so that there might be manned drones that could come in. Maybe we'll build some other kind of base to launch rescue, you know, manned rescue efforts, helicopters and things. The more deaths and casualties, the more there might be infrastructure. So it seems as if there's a cycle here.
Yeah, and I think the bigger picture for the U.S., including the U.S. military, is it's got to quickly decide how important this region is to the U.S. and how much some of these missions can be taken by other forces, including French forces. Because the U.S. is involved in countering terrorist groups in East Africa, in West Africa, in North Africa, in the Middle East, including Syria and Iraq, in South Asia, and increasingly in the Asia-Pacific region. I think in general, this region is one that if the U.S. can get more European help, particularly the French, it would be better off doing that. And the French have been really important in dealing with some of these Salafi jihadist groups, including Al-Qaeda, over the past couple of years, including in Mali. I think that's probably a better way moving forward.
To address it in Mali?
Well, to address it with European help, particularly French help. French have a range of special operations forces that they've deployed into the Sahel. So how much of this can be burden sharing with the U.S., some of the U.S.'s European allies and African Union countries as well? I think that's the question before U.S. policymakers.
Seth Jones, director of the Transnational Threats Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Seth, thank you.
Thank you very much.